From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, paying for terrorism through a complex form of money laundering.
But first, two more arrests in Britain as police continue their probe into the attempted terrorist attacks there. Seven people have now been detained in what a government minister is calling a fast-moving investigation. Officers are looking into Saturday's attempt to drive a car bomb into the Glasgow International Airport in Scotland. And at the end of last week, there were also those two attempted car bombings in London. NPR's Rob Gifford joins us now from London. Thanks so much for joining us, Rob.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here.
Rob, Home Secretary Jackie Smith, who was recently appointed head of security in Britain, has just been speaking about the events of the past few days. What did she have to say?
Well, yes, it's been quite a baptism of fire for her and indeed for the whole of Gordon Brown's new government. You'll remember he only came into power last Wednesday when Tony Blair stepped down. Jackie Smith was appointed on Thursday, and then this all began to happen on Friday. So this was really her first statement in the House of Commons about it. It's been going on all weekend. It was really a rallying cry, if you like, for unity. As you know, the House of Commons, there's a lot of debate, a lot of political points usually being scored. But today everyone came out to support her, everyone from all parties, as she really rallied the troops, told the House what had happened, and said that we won't be defeated by this. And this is what she had to say.
Let us be clear. Terrorists are criminals whose victims come from all walks of life, communities and religious backgrounds. It is through our unity that the terrorists will eventually be defeated.
She sounds very confident, but not much there in the way of specifics, Rob. What exactly do we know about the investigation, and in particular the people who have been arrested so far?
Well, that's right. She didn't go into too many specifics of the investigation, but the investigation is really moving very fast indeed. It's kind of changing almost every hour. What we do know is that seven people have now been arrested, including the two men who bailed out of that flaming Jeep that crashed into the terminal at Glasgow Airport on Saturday. There have been politicians and police have not formally said, but they've sort of hinted that the people who've been arrested are not British born and bred. And that's quite interesting, bearing in mind the four Muslim British men who blew themselves up 2 years ago on the London Underground. And in fact, now some of the identities of the detainees are emerging. We know that two of them are doctors. One is an Iraqi doctor. One is a Jordanian passport holder, originally a Palestinian. And we have a little picture of who they are. Of course, they're still being questioned by police. They are innocent until proved guilty. They haven't even been charged. But there is, of course, a huge interest in who they are. There's one woman being detained as well. We don't know anything about her, but I'm sure we're going to find out more over the coming days.
Rob, I also understand that there's been talk of a connection to a hospital near the Glasgow airport. Apparently people there have been hearing explosions. What's going on there?
Well, that's right. This is actually the hospital to which the badly burned man was taken on Saturday. When those two men bailed out of the flaming Jeep when it crashed, one of them was very badly burned. Both of them were restrained by the police. He was taken to the Royal Alexandra Hospital just outside Glasgow. And yesterday there was a controlled explosion by police in the parking lot there. Today another controlled explosion in the parking lot there. And ironically, one further connection, the second man, the Iraqi doctor, not the badly burned man, worked as a doctor in that hospital where his colleague is now being treated. So as you can tell, lots of information coming out over the last 24 hours.
NPR's Rob Gifford, thanks so much.
Thank you very much indeed.